to be saying this morning, but when the plane leaves today, we're headed south, not north, after a lot of thought and consultation with our Homeland Security people and the whole cabinet at a teleconference this morning, I have decided to cancel the trip to Japan and to leave to the Secretary of Commerce and the group that's over there, I hope, the possibility of making some headway on jobs for Indiana. There may only be one thing that we work on harder than bringing jobs to Hoosiers, but that would be public safety. And although there's a lot of guesswork in it, the forecast is such that we might have further problems down south. And there's enough chance that I think the right decision is to cancel the trip and stay here. Very honestly, those things that a person in my position can do in these situations really are limited to making sure people have everything they need, the responders have the supplies and the resources they need. Secondly, to make sure all the departments are working very well together, no questions, no turf fights, immediate assistance to each other. That is happening, but it needs to continue. And so for those reasons and realizing there's a chance that we're guessing wrong and this is the wrong decision, I still think it's the best call we can make under the circumstances. And so I'll be headed back to Indianapolis and points south from here. Point was jobs, as it has been on all our international trips. Indiana, number one in America the last couple years at insourcing jobs and recapturing our dollars, bringing them home higher in Hoosiers. Japan is a place where I've gone every single year because I wanted to set our state apart as one that really was interested in repatriating those dollars and bringing jobs here. And I think our Japanese hosts at Sony, Honda, Toyota, Nippon Steel, Mitsui, and these other great companies, they're going to understand this decision. And I'm sure they'll still see, or someone will, the Secretary of Commerce and the rest of the group. But again, I think there's only one thing we try harder to do than find hope and jobs and opportunity for Hoosiers, but looking after Hoosiers in times of peril is that thing, and that's why in a close call on I think this is the right thing to do.
I know this would have been your fourth trip overseas, obviously kind of campaigning for a job. What has sort of been really the highlight? What has happened from the other past?
This would have been four straight to Japan and Asia, and then there was also a trip to Europe last year. Well, big wins. You know, Honda and Toyota have made major investments in this state. Getrag from our last trip to Europe. They're going to build a big transmission plant in Tipton. Companies like Nestle. Companies like Rolls-Royce. And I think the time has been well worth it. Indiana, once again, number one in America, states of all sizes the last couple years, in sourcing jobs. So if we weren't seeing results, I'd find something else to do with these scarce days. But we are on the map in those places now. We're going to try to keep ourselves there, and I don't think this will set us back. I think our Japanese partners by now do recognize this place called India is a great place to do business. Hoosiers are the best workers we can find, and they're paying attention to us.
I believe you made some kind of a request to the federal government.
Yeah.
Disaster area.
Yeah, the president approved it about midnight last night. The first of those. It'll be expanded, I'm sure. We're going to be adding counties to it, but that can happen. And now, at the director of FEMA, who I talked to last night from here in Fort Wayne, assures me that now that he's got the president's signature, he can add counties and benefits as the need becomes more clear. It means everything from cash to loans to public infrastructure assistance, unemployment assistance. I have nothing but good to say about the responsiveness of the federal folks up to this point. But, you know, we don't wait on Washington in this state. When trouble hits, we look after our own. And if you've been with me at around southern Indiana the last few days and central Indiana, you would have seen what we always do. The professionals doing a great job and volunteers in great numbers people donating things and family helping family, neighbors helping neighbors, strangers helping strangers. I think everybody was. By now we've seen, and some of it up here, how destructive Mother Nature can be. But nothing quite prepares you for seeing it again firsthand. And I don't know that we've ever seen this degree of damage all pile up on top of each other this way. Tornadoes on Sunday, tornadoes on Tuesday, and a century-level flood on Friday. And we don't know, but she may not be done with us yet. So I think the concentration of damage and hardship here was probably the most I've seen.
And you're obviously in a lot of different parts. I know Martinsville, for example, is truly in the damage. What's one of the, biggest things that you saw, the stories that you heard from
the a lot of those. I met a lady in Columbus who was on the front page of the paper Wednesday because of the tornado damage to her house, took off the roof. Then Friday she lost the whole house in the flood. That's a lot of bad luck in 72-hour period. But, you know, she had a sense of humor. And finding a way to smile, and you see a lot of that. I mean, people are badly shaken. Who wouldn't be? But they're pretty tough, too. And, again, the way that folks have come together to help each other. I fell in love with this little girl whose family had been plucked off a house by some of our DNR people. We had to get up on the roof, or I think Dad said the hood of the Jeep. And I said to this girl, I said, "Oh, Lacey, was it scary?" She said, "Oh, a little bit." She said, "But my grandma had the fun. They got her on a jet ski." I said, "They picked up grandma on a jet ski?" "Oh, yeah, you know, maybe her new hobby." Our experience with the federal authorities has been pretty good, and they're moving as fast here as ever. There are certain expedited procedures when an event clearly, unambiguously, is large enough to qualify, and they have cut those corners for us. So we're getting some things immediately. We needed some more water in quantities in places where we don't want folks drinking the local water, and they came through with that. But it comes from everywhere. I was advised this morning Walmart's donating an enormous amount of water and other supplies, just average folks already doing it. And I've now seen this over and over in our state, but it just affects me deeply every time I do.
Do you have
a itinerary? We'll make it up as we go along. Again, my objective always is to make certain that our people who are doing the real work have everything they need, to make absolutely certain that departments are working together. And the list of departments that is cooperating here might surprise you how long it is. I mean, yes, we've got the State Police and the National Guard and the Highway Department, the Environmental Managed Department, but we also use the Department of Corrections. Some of their low-risk offenders come out and help us. The Department of Insurance is important because people will have questions about what their own personal insurance does or doesn't cover. DNR, again, lots of water rescue work and things like this. And so I concentrate my time on trying to add value there and stay out of the way of the real work. It's just a judgment call, and it's a close one. But somewhere along about, I guess I made it finally after the conference call at 10 a.m., the cabinet was met in my office, and I was on the phone from here, and I pretty much made my mind up. But again, listening to the latest forecasts, at least the speculation that we might not be on the downside of this, that we might have some more problems, that clinched it for me. I just don't want to take that chance.